So between October and November, there are a lot of pumpkin beers out on the market.
Actually, I started seeing pumpkin beer show up at the beginning of August this year. It was a little bit depressing.
Most breweries that are releasing pumpkin beers do release them in August. I guess that's when the pumpkins are starting to be harvested. Fair enough.
Except you wouldn't have time to make a beer from the harvest starting in August.
Ah, that's a good point.
These are 2011 pumpkins.
Well, regardless, we've got a whole bunch of pumpkin beers to try. 7 of them. We'll review our 7 pumpkin beers in 2 sessions. We're going to start with Blue Point Pumpkin Ale, Captain Lawrence Pumpkin Ale, and Carton Brewing Pumpkin Cream Ale. Now, the Captain Lawrence is one that I definitely am interested in trying. I don't think I've had this before, but it's brewed with pureed pumpkins added directly to the mash. They use what they say are traditional pumpkin pie spices at the end of the boil. We're not sure of the ABV of this particular beer. We'll try to find out and post it on the blog. But the thing that makes me curious about this one is that in addition to Pilsner, Munich, and Karamunich malts, they also use pale chocolate. So, let's open her up. Captain Lawrence Pumpkin Ale.
So it's got a nice copper color, appropriately orangey highlights, pumpkin-y highlights.
Yeah, there's a little bit of orange color in that. I've got a modest head on my glass poured from the bottle.
And the aroma is not too overwhelming with spices. You actually still get some malt coming out of there, nice sweetness.
Faintly spicy, maybe.
You definitely do get more of the spice than the flavor.
Yeah, you get that nutmeggy allspice kind of flavor. Not overwhelming, but...
Yeah, it's not overwhelming.
Definitely perceivable. Like a very light pumpkin pie kind of flavor. Yeah, that flavor definitely builds in your mouth on each sip. Fairly medium body. It's not too heavy. I wouldn't call it light either. It is pretty malty. As far as the pale chocolate malt, I'm not sure how much they use, but not enough to really drive the color too dark.
Well, it is pale chocolate. And this one is hopped with Simcoe and Crystal hops.
I think they find a nice balance with this beer. With, you know, you want some pumpkin spice flavor, I think, in a pumpkin beer. It's made with pumpkin in the mash. This is definitely one that's good. As opposed to most homebrew contests, when you try a pumpkin beer, it's usually way too spicy, way over the top. This is a beer, I think, on a blind taste, if you were asked to guess what style it was, you may or may not pull those spice flavors out. After a few sips, you probably would, but on first taste, it wouldn't be over-obvious. On a scale of 1 to 10 pumpkins, how would you rate this one?
Are we talking big jack-o'-lantern-sized pumpkins or little mini pumpkin gourds?
However you wanted to do that.
I would say, not being a huge fan of spice beers, I would rate this, though, probably an 8, because it's very well balanced. You still get a beer underneath it all. Like you said, it's not just all spice.
And how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 pumpkin pies? I think this one clocks in at around 3 to 4, because it doesn't really taste like a massive pumpkin pie flavor. What do you think?
Yeah, I think about a 3 on the pumpkin pie scale.
All right.
Our next beer, also from New York State, comes from Blue Point Brewing Company in Patchogue, out on Long Island. And this one is their Pumpkin USA Ale. Actually, I'm surprised. I didn't know you could say USA on a label.
Maybe it doesn't stand for United States of America.
This one confuses me, although perhaps this is just on all of their labels around the neck. It has an elephant on it. I don't know what elephants have to do with pumpkins.
We need to research that. So it's a seasonal. They say it's available from August to December. And it's 6.0% ABV, brewed with pumpkins. They say only from the most sincere pumpkin patches. I guess Linus appreciates that. Yeah, so let's give it a taste.
Oh, it was a twist-off.
Well, you don't get a good sound out of a twist-off. Even if it's twist-off, you still use the old bottle opener. Similar color, a little bit darker, a little bit more dark amber. Definite malt aroma. A little malt sweetness.
Yeah, not a very big aroma. Not getting too much off of this one. Spice is a little bit more prominent than in the Captain Lawrence, but still not big in terms of spice.
It's different. It's not...
Maybe it's because perhaps the different spices.
Yeah, it's definitely a different kind of spice. But again, yeah, nutmeg is the main thing I'm getting out of this.
More nutmeg than cinnamon.
I'm going to reach over and try for the Captain Lawrence again. Yeah, that has more cinnamon, a more cinnamon flavor if you compare the two. And the Blue Point is more nutmeg. But it's also well-balanced. It's backed up with a really rich, malty backbone. Not overly spicy, not a beer that's going to make you gag after a pint because it's so overspiced.
And what would you give this in pumpkin ratings?
I go pretty high on the pumpkin rating. I'll also go 8. I'm almost convincing myself that I'm tasting pumpkin. You know, not pumpkin pie flavor, but I'm actually tasting some pumpkin, which probably is not likely. If it was in the mash, I'd assume most of the pumpkin flavor is going to go. So I'm going with 8 pumpkin drinkability.
And how about on the pumpkin pie scale?
Again, you know, it's not over the top. I'll go 4 on pumpkin pie. 4 out of 10. How about you?
I like my pumpkin pies to have more cinnamon, but this one seems a little bit more spiced than the Captain Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's tough, because if it were a pumpkin pie slice, I wouldn't rate it very highly. But I just think it does have more pumpkin pie spice than the other one. So I'm going to go 4.
On
the pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And 7.5 on the pumpkin scale.
That's good consensus. The last pumpkin beer in this segment of our pumpkin beer panel is from New Jersey's Carton Brewing, based in Atlantic Heights, New Jersey. It's called a pumpkin cream ale. Now, I'm not sure about this cream ale business. They say that this beer is made with pumpkin flesh, which is roasted with orange oil, pink peppercorns, and candied ginger, and added to the mash of a, quote, high-gravity cream ale recipe. This beer clocks in at 9%, so I'm not sure what they're at with cream ale.
We got this on draft.
Right.
Picked up a growler of it. It might not be available in bottles. I don't think I've ever seen a carton beer in a bottle, only on draft. They say that their concept was not to use nutmeg or cinnamon or other typical pumpkin pie spices. So this one I'm actually very intrigued about, aside from the interesting name of a cream ale at 9%.
All right, well, let's give it a shot here. This is definitely a twist-off cap. There's no way that I can get this cap off any other way.
Ooh, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Trying to pour it so we get a little head. And
it's a lot paler in color than the other two, than the previous two. More of a golden, yeah, a cream ale color, actually.
Dark gold color.
With a
little head.
A little bit of a head. And you definitely get the peppercorns and the ginger coming out of the aroma.
Is it Belgian yeasty aroma I'm getting from this? Or maybe it's just the spices that mimic that.
If you had not told me there was pumpkin in this, I would not know it was a pumpkin beer. Not that pumpkins contribute a lot to the flavor of a beer. It's generally the spices that people get out of pumpkin beers, but
this is super subtle. First of all, if I didn't know anything about this beer and was blind tasting it, I'd say it's a triple or a strong, dark, golden Belgian. But there's a hint of nutmeggy allspice in there way back. It's not extremely apparent.
I'm also getting, for me, in the flavor, the orange oil comes out more. A little bit of the peppercorn. Ginger, not so much, but I got ginger more in the aroma.
A little, yeah, a little bit. There's a little ginger hotness maybe in the back of your mouth, in the aftertaste. It's good. I mean, it's a confusing title for a beer and a confusing style designation. Never heard of a high-gravity cream ale, but whatever, you can do whatever you want. Maybe they should just invent their own name for a beer like this. But yeah.
Definitely has some Belgian character, as you said, a lot of that. Mm. You could almost consider some of these spices to be a yeast byproduct with perhaps some spice, additional spices added.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I have no idea what they used for a yeast strain, but it's 9%, so it's got to be a pretty hearty yeast strain. So maybe it was a Abbey style.
In cream ale?
Again, sometimes you just have to disregard what the brewery is calling the beer and just judge it on what it looks, smells, and tastes like. But I like this. This is definitely, it's a good beer. It's a tasty beer. And it's a beer that's going to make you a little bit drunk if you have too much of it. When we go back to our pumpkin scales, though.
Oh, this pumpkin scale, I would say, on the pumpkin pie scale, it's, for me, it's definitely a 0. Because this is not like any pumpkin pie I've ever had.
for me, on pumpkin pie scale, I'm going to say 0.5, because I am getting a little bit of a hint.
Although I'd enjoy drinking this with a pumpkin pie.
For sure. As far as the pumpkin rating, meaning that drinkability, and because we're not going to perceive fermented pumpkin flesh. It's going to be all out. All those flavors are going to be out of that beer. So drinkability as a pumpkin beer on a scale of 1 to 10.
I find it intriguing, and I like the flavors, and perhaps because we got this as a growler pour, but with a higher alcohol, I would prefer a little bit more carbonation. On the pumpkin scale, though, right now as it is, I would give it a 7, just because the spices and the higher alcohol are sitting a little oddly on my tongue.
I'll have to admit, I did have a taste of this at the growler shop, Good Beer, before taking it home, and it was a lot more lively, and it did seem more carbonated in a sample glass. So for drinkability, I mean, I'm a big fan of these kinds of Belgian-style beers, even though they're not saying it is. I'm saying it is. So I'm giving it a 9 on the drinkability pumpkin scale. I would have this again, for sure.
Of course, get back to me after a glass of this, and I might say it's off the charts. It's 11.
That's most likely going to happen. So we'll check back with 4 other pumpkin beers to be named later in our
pumpkin podcast.